You folks go back quite a while. How and where did you meet, Sasha, first?
Actually, we started when we were teenagers. Yeah, we started actually playing together and established the quartet when we were about 14 years old. Of course, we didn't have a vision of wanting to have a life in chamber music and form a quartet that will last forever. But we were very soon very much inspired by the music, even though we didn't know how to do things and what it all means. But this process of exploration and this self-work that happens in the chamber music group, as opposed to working very closely with your violin, cello or viola teacher, it was very inspiring for us. And we had a very gifted coach at the time, Avi Abramovich, who had a real vision for us, and he understood that there is something, and he gave us pieces that we couldn't possibly play at that age, like Beethoven's Opus 59, and it just sparked something that lasted a long time.
And where was this, Jan?
Well, I wasn't technically there. I just wanted to add that now we know how to do things, but we still don't know what it all means. But I was actually born and raised in Munich, Germany. So I'm the only member of the group who is not a founding member. I joined them almost 8 years ago, but I do know that it was in Jerusalem.
And before we go any further, congratulations, Jan and his
Thank
wife
you.
Amit, who is also a member of the group, rounding out the quartet, have a brand new baby. Girl or boy? I forget.
Girl, Ori.
Ah, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Everything going well?
Yeah, very well. She's all sleeping right. Great, which just makes all the difference.
Your faculty quartet in residence at CCM have been for, I think, about 6 years or so. What all does that encompass?
Well, I think in the States now, a string quartet residency is somewhat of a standard in conservatories, and the format is pretty similar in all of them in that the quartet kind of organizes the logistics around the chamber music program in the school, specifically for strings, but obviously because chamber music with strings involves other instruments as well. So in that sense, it's a kind of an all-encompassing department of sorts. We also teach chamber music. We also have individual instrumental studios for violin, viola, and cello. And we have a concert series at CCM at the Corbett Auditorium, where we give 4 recitals a year, 2 in the fall semester and 2 in the spring semester.
When you're named quartet in residence, is it open-ended? Is there an end date on it? Is it a TFN?
That's a good question. I mean, originally, I think what makes this residency so special in general, but also for us, is that it originally was created for the LaSalle Quartet, who maintained it for many decades before the quartet disbanded. Then the Tokyo Quartet was here, the Armonie Quartet was here, and I think after a couple of years of not having a residency, the school, as well as a group of people who really deeply care about Cincinnati and have supported always the LaSalle Quartet, wanted to really establish and continue that legacy. And so our quartet, having studied and worked with Walter Levine, the primarius of the quartet, we kind of were very fortunate and really enjoy that part of it, of being able to continue this residency. And so originally we joined in for mainly taking over the chamber music aspect for the strings and organizing it and teaching about 5-6 groups each. And a couple of years back, because CCM enjoys so many students and is always growing, we also started to have small studios. Small because we travel so much that we want to take this responsibility very serious of raising a young artist, of course, so to speak. And so we have each about 3-4 students at this point. And our contract now goes until 22, but we are in a tenure track position. And so we're looking forward to establishing that residency in Cincinnati and continuing to establish it.
New records out, huh?
Yeah.
It's Brahms and Bartok. Who Brahms wants to Bartok. Talk about how these pieces were selected?
Well, I think since this is our first commercial CD, it was important for us that at least part of the repertoire will represent the longevity of the quartet. And so one of the pieces is the Brahms A minor second quartet, which we have been playing since I think we were 16 or so.
About.
So almost 2 decades now. And in a way, you know, we're so used to sharing that longevity on stage and in live recordings. And in a way, that's what we wanted to reproduce also in a studio recording, a kind of a snapshot of a live recording of something that we've been working on for many, many years and sort of refining from many different directions and had very many different periods with this repertoire.
With both the Brahms and the Bartok?
Bartok is a little fresher, yeah. I think with the string quartet being a preformed group that way, I think one of the amazing things is that we get to work so many years over these pieces and they get to ripen basically over a lifetime. So that's why the longevity aspect is in there. With the Bartok six quartets are so preeminent in the repertoire, you can't really ignore them. And we love them very much. We've played almost all of them, in fact, on stage. The Bartok one, I think, is a pairing with the Brahms that to us worked really, really well. Both of these pieces have kind of a dark, longing sense to them. I think that is inherently part of both composers in a way. And it's expressed in similar sound qualities at times, but also, of course, radically different styles of composition. And I think that's what makes this pairing very interesting.
Yeah, and maybe if I were to add something, they both have this zest and this power that in a way is not artificial. It's not a composer that is trying to make a statement, but something that is very genuine to themselves, and it comes from deep inside. And I think we wanted to take an advantage of that and kind of see how this can come on the come out on the CD.
Of course, the Hungarian aspect is also very present in both pieces. So in that sense, we also matched these pieces because they share a lot of
common heritage.
Yeah.
Gypsy-like qualities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get a chance to hit the road often and do touring out of town?
Oh, yeah. We play about 60 concerts a year.
Oh.
Internationally, we tour to South America. We every year twice go to Europe and Israel. We'll be going to Canada now. This summer, we'll start with Canada, Nova Scotia. Then we'll move on to Berlin, play two concerts there. We'll go to Israel, play three concerts there, and go back to Canada, back to the States. This summer, we're going to Italy. So we're pretty much fortunate. And it sounds very glamorous, and it is a lot of fun at times. But as you can imagine, packing the suitcase every 2 days is not always easy. So,
What is your favorite aspect of being the quartet in residence? Is it working with the young musicians? Is it doing recitals yourself?
I think the main aspect that it adds for us is really the teaching aspect. And I think many musicians feel the same. It's being able to do both, being on the performing end as well as on the teaching end. One informs the other in a very particular and special way. And so you then go and perform differently. And then after you perform, you go and teach differently. And all of this kind of makes up all of this creative process. It's already a part of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we consider this as different job descriptions, but more really as this...
It's a one train of thought, basically.
Yeah, it's a working environment, which has different aspects. And I think one of the wonderful things about what we do is that we have these very different crafts that are all part of the same life.
Just the only thing I would add to that is that is definitely the main thing for us. But at the same time, with Cincinnati being such a close-knit town, I think it's very important for us to, you know, playing concerts all over the place is wonderful, but actually being able to do it and establish it here with the community and bringing that aspect of chamber music to the community, I think is very important to us as well. So enriching the community that way.
With Sasha and Gershon and Jan and Amit at home with the lovely young baby, we thank you so much. They are the Ariel Quartet and the brand new CD. Tell you what, you go to our website, wvxu.org, and we'll put a link up there for you with all the information. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.